It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Wisconsin, Republican Governor Scott Walker delivers a budget address today before a joint session of the state legislature. There will be less, though, than a full House. 14 Democrats in the Senate continue to stay out of the state, and their absence is preventing a vote on a bill the governor says he needs to fix this year's state budget. NPR's David Shaper reports.
If Governor Scott Walker has said it once over the last couple of weeks, he's said it dozens of times.
We're broke. We don't have any more money.
Walker says the projected budget shortfall for this fiscal year, which ends June 30th, is close to $140 million. As for the budget for the next 2 years,
we have a $3.6 billion budget deficit, and you really can't negotiate when you don't have money to negotiate on.
Governor Walker insists he cannot compromise on his call to eliminate nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employees in the state because he doesn't want local governments to have their hands tied by collective bargaining agreements, especially after they see the budget cuts he'll likely announce today.
If you don't make the changes we're proposing for collective bargaining in this budget repair bill, you make it very difficult for local governments in particular to balance their budget in the next biennium and in the years to come.
And just how big might those cuts be?
Huge.
J.R. Ross is editor of WisPolitics.com, a nonpartisan news service on Wisconsin government and politics.
He basically teed up the pain with his budget repair bill, and now the real pain comes with the budget itself. It really will lay out the depth of the cuts in state aid to local governments, changes that will be coming, you know, what the fiscal picture is going to look like for Wisconsin going forward, at least under his vision.
Scott Walker suggested Monday he will propose cutting state funding for schools by $900 million, a 9% drop from this year's allocation. And there will likely be big cuts to cities, towns, and counties, too. In addition, he is expected to limit the revenue schools and local governments can raise from property taxes, deepening their budget pain. So in theory, eliminating collective bargaining rights could allow school districts, cities, towns, and counties to reduce employee pay and benefits or even lay off workers without having to follow collective bargaining agreements. Todd Berry is president of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
Fiscal stress for school districts in Wisconsin is nothing new, particularly in rural areas that are losing enrollment. And they don't have the flexibility to decide who to let go if, last hired, first fired is in the union agreement, which it generally is.
Berry says Wisconsin is one of the nation's most decentralized states, with the state government really just collecting tax revenue and sending it to local governments to deliver many services. That's why he thinks the impact of the budget cuts expected to be announced today will be breathtaking. And he suggests some of the school board members, superintendents, mayors, and city managers who now say they don't want sweeping changes to collective bargaining will change their minds. Recent public opinion polls suggest most Wisconsin voters don't want collective bargaining rights taken away from public employees. And the state Senate Democrats say they will continue to stay out of state if the governor doesn't back down. Again, J.R. Ross of WisPolitics.com.
There's nothing in the state law or the Constitution that allows them to be arrested, from what anybody can tell that I've talked to, for being out of state.
But significant risks remain for both sides, who continue to dig in their heels in week 3 of the Wisconsin budget battle. David Shaper, NPR News.